kids today, I'm going to read you the Bible story up here because I think that the adults might want to hear it too. They get to see the pictures on the screen, but I'm going to sit down here right by you guys. Yeah, do you recognize this book? This book, so the adults know, is called the Jesus Storybook Bible, and it's one of my favorite children's Bibles, and I love the writing. And today we're going to read a story that's found in the Bible in Matthew chapter 18, and it's called The Friend of Little Children. Okay? Jesus' friends were arguing, who was the most important helper in God's kingdom, they wanted to know. I am, James said. No, you're not, said Peter. I am. Nonsense, Matthew said. I'm the cleverest. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Yes, no, am too. This silliness went on and on like that for quite some time. You see, Jesus' friends had started thinking that they had to do something to make themselves special to Jesus. That if they were the cleverest or the nicest or something, that Jesus would like them best. But they had forgotten something. Something God had been teaching his people all through the years, that no matter how clever you are, or how good you are, or how rich you are, or how nice you are, or how important you are, none of it makes any difference. Because God's love is a gift. And as anyone will tell you, the whole thing about a gift is that it is free. All you have to do is reach out your hands and take it. So while Jesus' friends were arguing, some people who know all about getting gifts, in fact, you might say they are gift experts, had come to see Jesus. Who were they? They were little children. Jesus' helpers tried to send them away. Jesus doesn't have time for you, they said. He's too tired. But they were wrong. Jesus always had time for children. Don't ever send them away, Jesus said. Bring the little ones to me. Now, if you had been there, what do you think? Would you have had to line up quietly to see Jesus? Do you think that Jesus would have asked you how good you've been before he gives you a hug? And do you think you'd have to get all dressed up? Yeah, that girl's playing around. Do you think Jesus would let you kind of play around, or do you think you'd have to sit still and quiet? Do you think you'd have to wait to speak until you're spoken to? Or could you run up, just like these children did, run straight up to Jesus and let him pick you up in his arms and swing you and kiss you and hug you and then sit you on his lap and listen to your stories and your chats? You see, the children loved Jesus. And they knew they didn't need to do anything special for Jesus to love them. All they needed to do was to run into his arms. And so that's just what they did. Well, after all the laughing and the games, Jesus turned to his helpers and he said, "No matter how big you grow, never grow up so much that you lose your child's heart, full of trust in God. Be like these children. They are the most important in my kingdom." Have you guys ever had somebody tell you that you're too little to do something? Have you ever wanted to ride on a roller coaster but you weren't tall enough? Maybe not yet. Have you ever wanted to stay up really, really late at night and your mom or dad said, you're not old enough for that? Yeah? Yeah, there's a lot of things. Yeah. Okay. You know what? That's what Jesus' friends tried to do. They thought that Jesus was too important to spend time with little kids. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." He wanted to see them. He wanted to pray for them and bless them. See, children are important to Jesus. And you are all important, too. You are part of God's family, and God loves you very, very much. And not only are you important to God, you are important to all these people here, too. all the people at Monroe Community Church, and that's why we worked so hard this summer to make children's ministry even better for you guys. We've even given it a new name. Now, all the Sunday morning stuff that happens is called Kids Connect. It's important that you know that we use the nursery and children's ministry and Bible Bistro to connect you to what God has to say and to connect you to us, because we love you so much. Today you get to go down with Miss Julie, and you get to color a picture about the story that we heard. And in a little while, you get to show off your classrooms to all the big people here at Monroe. And I want you to show them what the fun things you do down there, okay? All right, thank you so much for listening to the story today. You are dismissed. Matthew chapter 18, or 17 and 18, really, has two messages in it. And I just gave the first one to the kids about how much God values children as part of his family. But there's another message in Matthew chapter 18 that's kind of meant more for the big kids in the audience today, the adults that are here. And so we're going to briefly talk about that now. So Matthew chapter 18, you don't have to pull out a Bible today. It's a pretty short passage, but if you would like to, use one of these Bibles. It's on page 695. I'm going to read a few short verses at the beginning of chapter 18, and then a couple verses in the middle of chapter 19. So Matthew chapter 18, 1 through 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child and had him stand among them, and he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And in the middle of chapter 19, starting in verse 13, "Then the little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me and don't hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.' When he had placed his hands on them, he went from there." These chapters in Matthew are actually the fourth of five discourses that Matthew records, these kind of lectures from Jesus to his disciples. And this fourth one has been termed by theologians and people that write about these things as the community prescription. Kind of a long word for this little lecture that we find here in the middle of Matthew. It's about how to live out as a community. And so as a church that values community, I think that we'd better listen up. In this little section, Jesus defines the church. He says, this is what the church is. The church is a community of disciples, a community of Jesus followers that witness to the truth of the gospel, first of all. They say that what is in here, what is in the Bible is true. The teachings that Jesus has given us are true. And secondly, the church is a community that lives out those truths. How exactly do you live this out? That's what they wondered. And so Jesus symbolized one way to live out his teachings with the symbol of a child. While you have these disciples who are so worried about, well, who's the greatest, who's the best, Jesus calls a child among them and redirects their attention. You know, we are often tied up with who's the best, aren't we? Whether it's American Idol on television and who you're going to vote for that night, or the Olympics and who's the fastest man in the world. or little league playoffs, or comparing your school grades with your siblings. I'm sure none of you do that. We're often so tied up with who's the best. The disciples thought that human greatness came from human endeavor. That the more that a human tried super hard and worked really hard and trained and accomplished great things, that is what made them the best. That is what made them the greatest. And so they wanted to know who among them was going to be the greatest. Who was the perfect disciple? The one that maybe memorized the best or served the best or looked the best or showed up on time or whatever it may be. But Jesus said, look at this child. Look at this child. This child who has really no significant place in society, especially in that culture. In fact, in that day, the only real value a child has is the earning potential that this child can bring their family in the future. When they grow up, can they work the farm? When they grow up, can they carve things well that they can sell? When she grows up, well, can we sell her for a good price to a potential husband? The only value a child had at that time was the significant value that they could bring their family sometime in the future. Not only that, the child standing among them was basically helpless. They're so dependent on the adults in their lives to feed and clothe and shelter and teach them. You saw all these kids sitting on this rug up here. Who is going to feed those kids lunch today? My guess is that somebody here is going to have to do it for them. Who is going to tuck them into bed tonight? My guess is they're not going to look at the clock and say, oh, 7:30, time for me to go to bed. They need adults in their lives to do these things for them. Children are a picture of what it means to be dependent on something else. Believe it or not, it's this picture of dependence that Jesus points to and says, this is what makes you great. Because being dependent on Jesus instead of on ourselves makes us humble. One commentator said this, those who wish to enter the kingdom of God must turn away from their own power and self-seeking and in childlike humility call on God's mercy to allow them to enter the kingdom of heaven. The people in God's community, Jesus says, are to be childlike. They are to come with humble hearts. They are to be dependent on God. And what's interesting in this passage is that Jesus isn't just suggesting that this is a nice way to live. He's not saying, you know, you might want to think about being a bit more humble. You know, Jesus is requiring it. Jesus requires humbleness. He requires complete dependence when we come to him and want to be into his community. Why is it a requirement? Because we have to get what Jesus was saying about who is in control. We have to understand that it's not by our own works. It's not by what we do that we earn a place in God's community. It's not by any successes. It doesn't matter how rich we are or how pretty we are or what we own or what we achieve. That doesn't matter at all. Because nothing can earn us a place with God. Jesus Christ has already earned that for us. He's earned it by his death on the cross, by the sacrifice that he has made to pay for the brokenness in our lives. It's because of that sacrifice that we have a place in God's community. We are completely dependent on that sacrifice. And that's what it means to be childlike. And that's why we have a humble heart when we come into Jesus' presence. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." But Jesus calls to us too, because we are all to be childlike. We are all to be little children in his community. He says, "Come to me like little children. Come to me fully dependent on what I have done for you. Come to me with that humbleness of heart." So my first question for you this morning is this. Do you believe that you are completely dependent on that? Where in your life are you trying to earn a place in God's community on your own? We all do it. We all think, oh, I have to achieve that. I have to get that. I have to do this. I have to be this. Where is it in your life that you're not completely dependent on what Jesus Christ has already done for you? As we begin this school year, this ministry year, I encourage you to reflect on that. And I encourage you to submit yourself and to regress a little bit, to not grow up so fast, to take a few steps backwards and to become childlike, to become dependent on Jesus Christ and in what he has done and continues to do for you. Let's pray. Dear God, we come before you this morning. And we do grow up too fast. We do think too highly of ourselves. We do wonder who among us is the greatest. And Lord, this passage is a good reminder that it's not about us. It's about you and what you've done for us. Lord, may we embrace that dependence. May we embrace that humility. And may we be childlike this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.